FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
President Cyril Ramaphosa is just hours away from addressing the nation on what action he'll take in response to explosive allegations made by KZN's police chief. Last week, Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi claimed that Police Minister Senzo Mchunu was involved in attempts to obstruct justice by disbanding the KZN Political Killings Task Team. Mkhwanazi said the team had uncovered a powerful criminal syndicate that had infiltrated the police and justice system. The president this week confirmed that he was in consultations over the allegations and will tonight outline the way forward. Well, political analyst Zakhele Ndlovu says it might be difficult for Ramaphosa to make a decision because Mchunu is one of his allies.
Either suspend Senzo Mchunu or even fire him on the spot because of these serious allegations. Maybe he's going to buy time and say he's going to appoint a commission of inquiry to look into this matter. So any of those things can happen.
Ndlovu believes Ramaphosa must tread carefully with Mkhwanazi.
If his intelligence is working, I think they are probably picking up that if he does fire or suspend Mkhwanazi, there's going to be some civil unrest. You know, some people on social media are threatening to riot and loot. You know, he's done very much. You know, I think people appreciate his courage and his bravery.
The Electoral Commission has rejected an application by Durban businessman Farhad Humer to register a new political party known as the Islamic State of Africa. Humer, who was once at the centre of a now-withdrawn terrorism case, announced his plans to start a new party last month that would push for Sharia law in South Africa. Newswatch's Dzakani Mhlongo reports.
The commission says the CEO turned down the application on three grounds. They say Humar failed to submit sufficient details of registered voters supporting its formation, which should be 300 and above. The commission says the party only published a notice of formation in a newspaper with limited circulation, not sufficient enough to create awareness of the application. Officials say they received over 200 objections to the application. In 2022, he was accused by the U.S. for leading an ISIS cell in South Africa, which last month, Humar denied being a part of. Dzakani Mhlongo, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
And France's prison service has launched an investigation after a man escaped by smuggling himself into his cellmate's bag as he left jail, having served his sentence. The 20-year-old escaped from Corba prison in southeast France on Friday. The inmate was serving several sentences and was also under investigation in a case linked to organised crime. And back home, mostly clear skies across KZN tomorrow. Durban, Pietermaritzburg and Mooi River are a high of 21 degrees. Richards Bay, Ladysmith and Ulundi 23. Newcastle 22. Margate, Kokstad and the Berg 20. Morning swells are reaching 2.5 metres at the Durban beach tomorrow, with sunrise at 9 minutes to 7. That's it from the Newswatch team for today. I'm Tamasha Kanye.